Hello, this is Andrew for Geek News Central, and I'm at the Wearable Technology Show. I'm with Noor from Nottingham Trent University, and a couple of years ago I was here and we were seeing an interactive, illuminated, embroidered jacket. Things have moved on in the 2 years since I was here. So Noor, can you tell us a little bit about how things have perhaps changed in the last 2 years and how the technology has moved on?
So now what we are doing here is we are getting electronics inside the thread. So you have a thread which has a functionality of electronics. This electronic component could be any sensor which fits inside the thread. Temperature sensor, vibration sensor, or LEDs for garments, like what we have. So what we do here is we solder these electronic components into a copper wire, a fine one which has flexibility, so you don't feel that the copper is preventing you from movement. And then we protect this component, electronic component, whatever it is, by resin microbot. So we add a washability function to this electronic. So when it goes to the washing trails, it passes these trails.
Okay, and these components are literally, you know, they're about a millimeter long, aren't they?
Yeah, the long of this, the one that you're looking at here, is 3 millimeters,
okay,
roughly. And the diameter, not 1 millimeter.
Yeah.
So it should go through between the filament of the fiber and the filament of and the fibers of the thread. And you can't notice it when it's inside the garment.
Yeah, no, you really can. I mean, I was you had a sock that you were showing me there with, I think, a thermistor or something in it,
yeah.
And you couldn't feel it in the thread at all.
We have several applications. One of them is the socks that you tried to find the thermistor inside to measure the temperature of diabetic people. Acoustic sensing yarn to get the sound for soldiers wearing guns.
Okay. So that can pick up bangs and noises.
Bangs,
and
noises
like
around them.
Right.
Vibration sensor for people who are working on drills. They have problems with their hands for blood flow and vessels. Another application could be RFIDs, radio frequency identification. Chips which can go inside this yarn.
Okay, so you could build that into a fabric, and you could actually kind of almost like track someone as they go around a building or whatever.
RFID is to identify the component that it's it has a specific frequency, so you can read it like this.
Okay, and or it could be an expensive piece of equipment or a bandage or something along those lines as well.
The point that we are doing is that we are using traditional textile filaments and what's available electronics to get this functionality. So we are not using that specific fibers. It's polyester.
Okay.
It's LEDs from which available in the market. We are using them together to get this functionality and this.
Okay. Now, I mean, obviously, you've still got some of the original problems around, you know, powering the device.
I think this is a problem with all electronic, wearable electronics. It's the powering. Even for mobile phone, you go tonight at home and you find your mobile phone off. Research would find a solution soon.
But at the moment, they have to have a small battery pack.
Yeah, at the moment, we use small battery pack with all these garments.
Okay.
So our research is about the yarn itself. We might find another research institute who is working on the powering.
Okay, and if people want to know more, do you have a website?
Advanced Research Group on Nottingham Trent University.
Okay, so
Advanced Textile Research Group.
Great.